This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 152 for Monday, November 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are stronger on Monday, buoyed by gains in the Chicago soy complex. At the final settlement, the January canola contract jumps $19.50 at $716.70 per ton, and the March contract advances $18.60 at $720.40 per ton. Additional support for the Canadian oilseed is coming from upticks in Malaysian palm oil. However, pressure from losses in European rapeseed is trying to cap further increases. Meanwhile, stronger global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. An analyst says with the United States Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday, that will mark the beginning of a slower period in the markets. The net managed money short position in canola is down slightly at just over 98,000 contracts. Canola crush margins for the nearby January position are just short of $220 per ton above futures. Stats Canada will issue its survey-based production report in 2 weeks' time. The Canadian dollar is down a pinch on Monday afternoon, with the loonie at 72.83 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 72.88. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 104,000 tons of old crop corn to Mexico. The USDA issues its grain inspections report for the week ending November 16th, with soybeans at 1.61 million tons, down from the previous week. Outbound movements of corn are nearly 554,000 tons and lower from last week as well. Wheat inspections rise to 358,000 tons. The department will release its crop progress report later this afternoon. Rain is forecast for parts of the U.S. Eastern Corn Belt, the Midwest, as well as the Northern Plains. Rain is also forecast for Argentina and Brazil. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday. The January contract jumps 27 cents at $13.67 per bushel. January soy oil climbs 1.81 cents at 52.39 cents per pound. January soy meal turns around to add $6.80 at $443.30 per short ton. Corn also turns around, with its March contract tacking on 2 cents at $487.50 per bushel. Oats pulls an about face, with its March contract up 2 cents at $3.63. The U.S. wheat complex is down, as Chicago March gives up a nickel at $570.50. Kansas City March pulls back 7 cents at $6.20. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 7 cents at $7.25. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, November 20th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.